When I heard that goats were eating weeds along the Rio Grande Trail this month, I thought they would sound something like this. But this particular herd of 200 earth-toned ruminants sounded like this.
Well, I'm a professional gypsy goat herder, so I live with this herd somewhere west of the Missouri River, Canada and Mexico.
Meet Lonnie Malmberg. She and her son Donnie are co-owners of Goat Green, which farms out the goats, so to speak, to manage weeds. They also herd the goats with help from their faithful border collies.
There are 200 here, 450 by Aspen Glen, and about 35 in Carbondale on the Rio Grande Trail in behind the streets. And we are on contract here with RAFTA to do both sides of the Rio Grande Trail for vegetation management. So the goats are doing 15 steps at the same time. They're eating, and they selectively are browsers, as opposed to grazers, who are cattle and horses who eat all grass. Goats are browsers who eat brush, trees, weeds, pokey things, poisonous things. They recycle everything through the gut, so then those nutrients are released back and they trample back into the soil. So there are 800 hooves here working, 1,800 with the big herd. So they're recycling, trampling back into the soil these nutrients, which are putting organic matter into the soil, which holds water in the system, which keeps the Roaring Fork River clean. So no chemicals, no machinery. There's no machine that works this. And the brush and the rose bushes and the thorns and the burrs in here are only a goat could be working in there, and the vines that twine around your feet and trip you. So the hooves are aerating, mulching, tilling, and packing the steep hillsides.
Tell me where you're from.
We have a small base camp in Cheyenne, Wyoming with a mailbox, and a small base camp northeast of Fort Collins, Colorado. So one in Wyoming, one in Colorado.
But you travel around with these goats. How many months out of the year do you travel with them?
12.
Talk about how this business began.
We've been doing this 21 years. My two sons and I started it, and he's 33, so he was 13 when we started. So I'm an old cattle rancher that couldn't make a living, and I went to college when I was 33. Got a degree in environmental restoration and botany biology at Mesa State in Grand Junction. Went right into grad school at Fort Collins and got a master's degree in weed science. So it's my ranching background to know how to handle animals and do fencing, plus the science of the degrees. And then I have a spiritual layer that I use while I'm working with the energy of everywhere I am. In tune with the spirit, the energy of the land, of the water, of the wildlife who live here. I don't use the word predator. They live here. I'm the intruder. So I come, I don't kill anything. This business is based on respect. Respect for Mother Earth, respect for the land, my respect for the animals, respect for the wildlife, respect for the people who live here and the owners of the property and the water, the air, and the soil. Every living thing above and below ground.
Where were you a rancher?
I was born in the sand hills of Nebraska, Valentine, Nebraska. And we ranched, cattle ranched, western Nebraska and Wyoming. And then I cowboyed for a living for the first 30 years, and I cowboyed in Idaho and Texas and all around the country. So I'm still a rancher, but I don't own any land, and I had to switch from riding a horse and having cattle to walking with border collies and having goats. But it's the same thing. You're with the animals on the land and managing everything around the weather and here, you know, people, traffic. It's very seldom the wildlife. One of the biggest challenges we have are people with dogs off leash. Oh, we had an attack over off from Highway 82. Somebody's Malamute Husky jumped out of the yard and came and attacked. And he had one down, dragging it down.
It's interesting because you've got a contract to do this. What's the draw with goats eating up plants along the side of the road?
It's the only sensible way to do land management in areas like this, to keep the chemicals out of the system, the toxic chemicals, and where you can't have any machinery. Machinery doesn't work on these steep creek banks. There's big rocks everywhere, and this is an old railroad bed, so those steep sides and that nasty, crunched up, rocky, I don't know what you call that. I think it has a word. There's a big iron railroad spikes laying everywhere. Coal dust. You know, you can't use machinery in there, and people won't come in and pull the weeds. And like I said, these goats are doing 15 things at the same time, and they're self-propelled. So if you did this with machines and chemicals, you have to spray, then you got to come in disc, and then seed, and then irrigate, then fertilize, and then till up the soil, and then get a packer on it, and selectively, you know, come through and just get this and this and that, and not the grass. And if you did that, it'd be $2 million an acre. To have a good, healthy grassland, you've got to have fungi bacteria ratio 1-to-1 in the soil. You spray any chemical, you kill the fungi, it goes all bacteria, you have weeds, you have trouble. So whoever sprays a chemical ought to be held accountable for restoring the earthworms in the soil, the living microbes, and that fungi bacteria ratio. People can't see any of that. So you can see a goat, you know exactly where I've been. And they're clean. They're clean. They're keeping the Roaring Fork River clean, the air clean, the soil clean, the chemicals out of Carbondale. It's just all win-win-win. It's good energy. We've entertained about 150,000 people so far.